Buckle up. It's Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher. Driving you home. Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN.
Yes, it certainly is, but it's not Brian Fletcher. The great man's turned up. Brett Finch in the house, ladies and gentlemen. G'day, Finchie.
G'day, Jolly boy. Thanks for having me, mate.
Yeah, I've got you for the next 6 hours.
Oh, mate, you could be in a straitjacket by the end of this.
Yeah, take it on. Take it. Have your say, listeners. 1300 01 11 70. We're going to need you to be part of this show. The next 6 hours, we're going to call the action as well, Finchie and I, on SEN, where the Warriors get ready for the Manly Seagulls. Tommy's in the hot chair today. He is our producer, Four Pines Brewing Co. Takes real characters to produce a show like this, and the great man today, Tommy Koskin. G'day, Tommy.
Afternoon, gents. Finchie, glad to have you on board, mate. Should be a lot of fun.
Well, you've been handed the short straw. It's getting me. Last day of Friday. It's always dangerous on a Friday afternoon, too.
Oh, yeah. Brooksy's got the feet up.
Yeah.
Well, we work on a Friday just to keep Gibbo safe. Did you see him fall down the stairs? Did you see
that? No, I didn't.
Oh, did you see that? Oh, you'll get shown that very, very soon too, by the way. Gibbo, how are you, mate?
G'day, boys. Hey, I've got to say, Finchie, it's great to have you in, mate. As I'm Tommy a Roosters fan too. Those early 2000s to middle 2000s, one of the best.
Mate, I just like the early 2000s. The first couple of years are great, then Freddie retired.
No, don't say
that. It went downhill pretty quickly after that.
Don't say that, Finchie.
Well, boys, given that you're a Roosters cohort, let's go around the grounds. Jake Friend announces his retirement. I'll start with you, Finchie. What's your memories of the great Jake Friend?
Mate, you know, just a true warrior.
Yeah.
Like, you know, to win one premiership is so hard. You know, that group of boys, Friendy, Boyd, JWH, they won three together.
Yeah.
They all come through together.
Well, they only played in three, didn't they?
Three from three.
Yeah.
And Jake had a shaky start. You know, they put him down for 12 months or 6 months, and he found his feet again. He developed into a great leader for the Roosters. And I remember going up to Noosa with the great Steve Gillis.
Yeah.
And we went up there, and Friendy's from up that way. So we went up. He went up to talk to his family about getting Friendy on board.
Yeah.
And he convinced me that we're going up there to do some coaching clinics. So I said, yeah. He was up there trying to get Friendy, and he did. So Friendy, he spoke with Friendy's parents, and he signed Friendy and got into the Roosters, and the rest was history. And I ended up having a weekend on the drink in Noosa. So
were you there for the meeting?
Yeah.
With the family of the
friend? Yeah.
Wow.
Oh well, they were just down the local footy club, and I thought I was doing coaching clinics and that. Old Steve Chimes, Steve Gillis, he just wanted someone to travel with, you know.
So Chimes, he was also my manager, and he's also Fletchy's manager.
Yeah.
Actually, that's just by pure coincidence, by the way. But how did you get with Chimesy?
Well. Laurie Daly, he's obviously Laurie Daly's manager. Yeah. Laurie Daly was captain at Canberra when I come through, so he was someone I looked up to.
Yeah.
And he worked at all, they worked at all sports.
It was that's
all
right, sports. Yeah, so Sammy Ayoub, Alan Ganey, Wayne Beavers.
Wayne Beavers. So Beaver and Chimes come to talk to me. Beaver's in the suit and tie, and he's looking sharp. He's got the briefcase. I look at Chimes, and he's in the old cardigan and tracky pants.
Yeah.
And he's got a sports bag.
Yeah.
And Beaver goes, mate, get the notes we've got on Finchie out, and he opens it up and it's just pieces of paper everywhere. And he scrambled for it, and I went, I like this bloke. I'm going to go for him. So, and plus, because Laurie was with him, and he was my captain at Canberra, and the rest was history.
Yeah, and they had, because I also did the same thing, the stables across from Rose Hill. Remember they had that there?
Yeah.
It was a great little setup, a powerhouse back in the day too, wasn't it? Gibbo, you're a mad Rooster fan. What's your memories of Jake Friend?
I think at the end of his career, when he got the Origin call up and finally won for Queensland, the unwinnable series, to me that was well-deserved, because I think being stuck behind Cam Smith for his whole career, it would have sucked not being able to hit the levels of State of Origin. He did play for Australia, but definitely that Origin series. And it just proved, you know, he was one of those elite number nines.
And just a winner. I was telling Matty Johns yesterday, boys, and I'll ask your comment on Friendy as well in a moment, Tommy, that I remember vividly, it was 2018, and I'd been to a game calling the radio at the Sydney Football Stadium, and Jake Friend had been hooked, I suppose, 15 minutes from full time, and the Roosters fans themselves were booing Jake Friend off. He was going like a busted, right? Trying his ass off, but it just wasn't working. And there was other younger dummy halves who were carving up. And I spoke to Robbo during the week, and Robbo and I don't often talk, but if we do, it might be an hour chat, right? And I said, and he asks you for advice, Robbo, and it's not really to take it all on board, but he just wants to pick off everyone, little ones, you know, 1%ers here and there. And I said, mate, honestly, Robbo, outside looking in, Friend's gone, mate. Like, he's absolutely gone. And he said, mate, you're wrong on that. He said, we can't win this competition without Jake Friend. He is a vital, vital part of this competition. Well, 2018, as you know, Cooper Cronk goes down. Is he going to play? Is he not going to play? Well, he does play ultimately, and Luke Keary ultimately wins the Clive Churchill medal. But knocking on the door behind Luke Keary was Jake Friend.
A lot of those guys I found, after they won in 2013, there's a period for 13, 14, 15 where there's question marks, are they done? Cordner was another one. They didn't know whether he... the Fords got smashed against the Cowboys in 2017, remember? And Jared Weir Hargraves and Napa and these blokes, are they done?
Yeah.
But all of them rejuvenated, you know, and come again to win those back-to-back premierships, which is just an amazing feat. And obviously the bloke on top of it all was Robbo. They've all done it together. So, but you're right, there was a period there where not only Friendly, but a couple of them look like they're dead in the water.
But he knew they weren't, yeah. Robbo. He saw it differently. He knew how important they were to the team. But even you speak about being winners. Well, New South Wales, their winning form almost coincides with when Boyd Cordner started to run the show. And then it's no coincidence that Boyd Cordner goes down in this last Origin series, and it's no coincidence that Jake Friend is in the Queensland series, and it goes back the other way. Tommy, what's your big memories of Jake Friend being a Roosters fan?
Well, this morning on Morning Glory, Matty Johns, he had Brandy and Andrew Webster, and they were doing their top five toughest players, I think, since 1980. And I think Jake Friend is up there.
Wow.
I mean, he was just, every single game, he'd guarantee you 40 to 50 tackles.
And he's 2 foot nothing.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think when he came back with the Roosters in his second stint, I think the thing that really impressed me was that every single year he would improve his playmaking abilities, whether it was just passing from the ruck. He used to love, when they were 5 metres out, he used to love doing that cutout pass.
Yep.
I remember he did it with Aiden Guerra when he scored in the 2013 grand final. He did a great cutout pass. But then his kicking as well. He used to have a great, he just developed his playmaking skills every single year, and it really helped, especially it helped Mitchell Pearce when he was our halfback. So one of the toughest players of all time, but every single year he improved, which was just admirable from my point of view.
2019 grand final, he's not going to play in the grand final. He hadn't played for 6 or 8 weeks. I think it was about 8 weeks, round 18. So longer probably, and he's not going to play. You wouldn't have picked him because you hadn't seen enough of him. He'd only played 4 or 5 games for the year. But guess what? Come grand final day, Robbo picked him.
Well, you know what you're going to get. And you talk about Robbo picking or predicting things.
Yeah.
Robbo's very good mates with one of my best mates, Brad Kelly. They played together in France back in the day when Robbo was a big blockbusting front rower, back rower. So after they'd won the 3 minor premierships and they bowed out, I think, against the Brisbane, I think it was 2015. It was January the next year, and I spoke to him and said, how do you think this will go? He said, mate, I think we might struggle this year. I said, but I guarantee you we'll win a comp in the next 2 or 3 years after that. And they had, obviously, there's a few other issues with Pearce in that. They went no good that year. But then they come third, grand final winners, you know. So he hit that on the head too.
Oh, absolutely. And speaking about retirements, it's been announced today that Michael Morgan has retired through injury, Finchie. So that is massive news.
What's the injury there?
Shoulder.
Yeah, chronic shoulder injury for the last couple of years.
Have they said, Tommy, anything about the salary cap dispensation?
I don't think so, but I believe the Roosters aren't receiving any dispensation this year. So I would assume that it would be the same for the Cowboys just for 2021. And
so
then
why not? Why not? Like, Jake Friend won't play a game.
It's ridiculous. That's the whole point of the...
Yeah. Is it to stop people signing contracts? Say it's Cameron Smith. He's got 3 years. You sign him on big money, but you put it over 3 years. They don't play the last year. Is that probably why?
It's a possible reason, but you look at the Cowboys. Now, that run they went on in 2017.
That was Morgan.
And he's in the top 5 or 6 players in the world at that stage. And because JT was out for that whole second half season, there's their halfback.
You know?
He's ready to take that next step. Not only playing halfback, but the leadership within the team was enormous. He probably never reached that again, but re-signed on big money because obviously some great form there. So that's also, like, you lose a playmaker, like a hooker or Friendy or Morgan, your halfback and captain. You know, they play vital positions, so they're tough blows for both clubs.
And Finchie, the Michael Morgan, the first ever premiership and only premiership for the Cowboys, Morgan's last play for Felt, that was bloody huge, wasn't it?
Well, there's always JT's a champion, don't get me wrong, but because of the field goal, JT, and he'd been up there forever, he sort of got... But if anyone watches the footage, when Morgan gets the ball, There's more defenders than attackers.
He's 20 out.
That's four defenders on two attackers.
That's right.
So he skips around all of them, then gets outside of Jack Reed, I think was the hooker, gets inside Corey Yates and then puts Felt away. But when he originally got the ball, there's four defenders on two attackers. So it was one of the most incredible plays. And that doesn't get spoken about because, you know, it goes in extra time, then there's JT's field goal, the kick hits the post. And all. But that play was virtually, after 80 minutes, Brisbane won. It was virtually after second after the bill.
Yeah.
They scored. It was crazy.
Hey, what we're going to do, Finchie, now the Golden Easter Egg is coming up this weekend. Now, the Golden Easter Egg is back at Wentworth Park this weekend, and we're giving you the chance to be part of all the fun. The best callers and texts throughout the show will get assigned one of the dogs for tomorrow night's race. So there'll be eight in the race. And if it wins, in fact, we might even give 10 out in case one of the emergencies get a start. But if it wins, Wentworth Park will give you $500. So the box draw for the Golden Easter Egg is Farmer Beach number one, Vicky's Queen number two, Wow Whoa number three, Baroque Knight number four, Devil 16 number five, Fire and Ice number six, Zipping Kyrgios number seven, Tommy Shelby number eight. You can get your greyhound on at Wentworth Park Dogs every Wednesday and Saturday night. Steve Noyce will talk about that a little bit later on. We've got the West Tigers director, Rick Wade, to talk about how the West Tigers are going about everything related to Tommy Radonikis. Very, very sad story throughout the week with his 71st birthday looming. They have lost the great Tommy Radonikis, the West Tigers and West Magpies family, Newtown Jets family as well, and greater rugby league fans. Sean Omrod from Sportsbet, Andrew Swain from Stan Sport to preview this weekend's rugby. So what we'll do to get into the running to win one of these dogs for tomorrow night in the Golden Easter Egg, Finchie, is hit us on the text line, 0457 736 736. It's a Friday. Hit us with something we don't know, right? Hit us a little trivial fact. For example, Elaine was the only character in Seinfeld not to be in the first episode. So hit us with little things like that.
That's
that
can great fact.
Enlighten us.
I'll fact check just to make sure it's right.
And if you like it, you can be the board, Finchie.
Well, you don't need to. Now Fletcher's not on the show. There's no lies. Yes. So it's all right.
So we've got these sounds where Gibbo will say, wow, you know. And if it gets the listeners' attention or it gets a really from you, well, then they get a greyhound coming up. So hit us on the text line, 0457 736 736. And you get a chance to get a dog, and if that dog wins, $500 going your way, thanks to Wentworth Park Dogs.
Do we have a favourite?
Tommy Shelby, I'd assume. Tommy Shelby, I think. I'll have a quick look while we do that. I'll look in the break, in fact. Stay with us right here. This is Drive with Joel and Fletch. Hit us with a fact. Let us know. 0457 736 736.